Today's courageous conversation comes from Cynthia Gray, a writer who has lives in New York City and Maine. In the spring of 1967, my husband, Stephen Gray, later a D.C. Superior Court judge, deceased in 2005, and I lived on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Most nights we went door to door seeking signatures for a petition against the war in Vietnam. Capitol Hill was racially and economically mixed. We canvassers stood out as economically and educationally privileged, but were welcomed warmly at most homes we visited. I was still canvassing on Capitol Hill only 8 hours before our daughter was born in May 1967. In the autumn of 1967, a group called Federal Employees Against the War in Vietnam circulated an anti-war petition among their co-workers. They planned to publish the petition, including an alphabetical list of the signatories and their federal agency affiliations as a paid newspaper advertisement. The State Department told its employees, where Stefan worked, that although they had a constitutional right to sign the petition, their agency affiliation could not be published due to the State Department's mission. The State Department was the only federal agency that issued such a prohibition, with the ironic result that the large number of State Department signatories, maybe hundreds of them, was glaringly obvious in the advertisement. The Washington Post refused to publish the advertisement, but the now defunct Washington Star accepted it. I no longer remember how many employees signed the petition, but to the best of my recollection, the advertisement, which I haven't been able to find on the internet, covered at least 2 pages, and that maybe there were hundreds of State Department signatories. A few months later, in his January 1968 State of the Union address, President Lyndon Johnson announced he would not seek re-election. Many federal employees believed that the published petition was directly responsible for Johnson's decision. The signatories were hopeful that the next president would end the war, and later presidential candidate Richard Nixon promised to find a way to peace with honor. Today's courageous conversation came from Cynthia Gray.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainepublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, can be seen each evening, Sunday through Thursday, at 8 on Maine Public Television. It concludes on Thursday, September 28th.